Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Welcome to another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. I'm pumped to be here. Like I was saying to our OGs on KTTH, unfortunately, and I mean that earnestly. Well, hold on. I mean it. Unfortunately, I'm recording this on Wednesday. And the reason I say unfortunately is judging by... Judging by what we saw going on in markets today, I'm assuming that there will be some fireworks on Thursday and Friday, so you'll have to forgive me if we miss that. But regardless of the fireworks, I don't really think it changes a lot of what we were going to talk about. And in addition to that, to offset the fact that I'm basically shortchanging the 2 days here, and that's why I say, unfortunately, comes with a caveat. I'm missing for a very, very, very good reason. I'm playing in a golf tournament in Nevada with 35 other guys. That's my good reason. Anyway, no, first time I've done something like this, and I'm with that many people, and I'm really excited about it. Apparently, it's been a group that's been going here in the Seattle area for years, and what must have happened is their criteria for being invited must have slipped precipitously if they were digging deep enough in the barrel to invite me. But you know what? Their loss, my gain, so I'm going to take it. But anyway, no, I've been looking for – I think we had this plan for almost a year. I've been looking forward to it for a long time, but I'm kind of regretting it right at this moment because I find it hard to believe that the next 2 days will not be eventful, if nothing less. So anyway, and then the other aspect of the show, to make up for the fact that I'm shortchanging you on the 2 days, we've got a phenomenal interview. And it was one of those, and I don't want to scare anybody away, it was one of the longer ones we've done. It was a full hour and a half, and it did not feel like that. And I'm not going to drop any names, but just trust me, there are times where you get 20, 25 minutes into an interview, and you're like, ugh, you know, and no knock on the guest. Just sometimes it doesn't roll, you know, sometimes the guests are tight-lipped. I've had guests on multiple times where they were tight-lipped in one interview and they were great in another one. So you're kind of rolling with it. This was not that like that. And it was one of my favorite people, Kevin Muir, the macro tourist himself. Kevin has been all over this market as well as anyone I know over the last year and a half, and longer than that. Kevin's an old pro and a proprietary trader. He's been a derivatives trader. And we're going to really dive into things, into the market, what's going on the inflation side, what to make of the energy complex, and, you know, just macroeconomic overview. And I think that, you know, I'm really focusing on macro again. And when I say that, focusing on, you know, macroeconomic trends, what's going on with different parts of the world, countries. Because truthfully, and it's always something that you have to pay attention to, but truthfully, central bank activity has really muted out macroeconomics over this entire cycle since 2009. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Why do you print money? Why do you do quantitative easing? Why do you do all these things? You do it to mute out the natural economic forces that are currently at play. So, but due to the nature of what happened through COVID, due to the fact that it has caused a sharper regression in globalism, meaning people are repatriating things back to their own countries after the PPE and prescription drug stuff going on with China. All of those things are a reversal of this cooperative environment we've been living in really since the dawn of globalism. You know, whether you want to pin that in the, you know, mid to late 80s, early 90s is kind of when it really, really got rolling in earnest. And I think that because of that, macroeconomics are very much in play. The other thing is because of all the money that's been printed and all the stimulus that's gone out there, and then supply chains being shut down, you're going to have a lot more goods chasing, or excuse me, a lot more money chasing a lot fewer goods. And so we're really going to get into that. But let's transition right now to the market update. Obviously, you know, the AMCs, the GameStops, things like that are at the top of everybody's mind. Kevin and I talk about this in the interview, and he offers some good insight. The guys, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this because I know it captures people's opinions, but it's just utter nonsense. And if you're long those things, don't. They're like, oh, Zach, you said that last week. When it, you're gambling. It's just plain and simple. Okay, this is insane. I've never seen moves like this. I've never seen companies so vastly overvalued. And the participants in these know that they're overvalued. They know that this isn't real. How do you have a movie theater company trading at a $30 billion market cap, $41, $42 billion enterprise value, you know, and it's got something like $500 million in revenue over the last 12 months? Now, obviously, it's been shut down. But, this is insane. And what I would just tell you is that what will most likely happen, and people are probably, well, game, you said that about GameStop. It's still too. Look, you guys have heard me say this on the show before. You know, getting a call right as far as what to buy or what to sell, that's hard enough. And I think that's done by the work. The timing of these things is just completely incidental. And you can either just take my word for it and learn, you know, just learn that way. Or you can play with it yourself and learn through pain. Either way, you will learn, because what will end up happening is something will change. Maybe it'll be nothing, but all of a sudden, essentially, the bids will dry up and the thing will just plummet. And if you hear the talk out there of these things going to $1,000 or $500, guys, just write it off. Okay, just don't listen. It's just pure gambling and speculation. They're playing the gamma squeeze game. They're buying short call options, making the dealers buy the underlying securities. It's just the same old nonsense. And I just can't tell you enough, just don't play there. And one of the biggest reasons why I say don't play there is there are other legitimate plays out there that are producing similar results. Okay? It's like our play on Peabody Energy that was up 140% in 3 weeks for legitimate reasons. You know, there's really interesting plays and opportunities in the oil space. And I think we have to increasingly get that. And that was another thing about the market update, was this proxy battle that these activist investors won with Exxon. And I think that that's going to be a bigger story, because this basically ESG fund is forcing its way on the boards of these energy companies. You know, real... And I love the environment, guys. I'm an outdoor guy. I just think the whole approach to this whole green energy thing, oil thing, is just so misguided. If we eliminate fossil fuels as fast as these people are talking about, it would cause economic devastation. Okay, what you need to do is, I know everybody's freaked out about it, but you got to transition these things over time. And then when you see what the Biden administration is doing, whether you agree with it or not, in my opinion, they're attacking this thing from completely the wrong side, right? We've talked about this before. They're going to try to suppress supply. All they're going to do is drive up the cost, okay? And they're going to make inflation go nuts. And you're going to see probably $8 to $12 at the pump, all right? That's where it looks like we're headed. But like I said, go pull up some of the uranium miners that we've been talking to you guys about. You know, one of our uranium mining plays is up, you know, 4 or 5X in the last 4 or 5 months, something like that, 6 months. There's plenty of other opportunities. And that's what I'm saying, is you can get insane results. That value portfolio, the quote unquote boring portfolio, is closing in on 40% up on the year. And again, that performance varies, and I want to be careful. And I'm not... When you hear me say that, guys, I'm not promising that kind of performance. What I'm saying is that's our value portfolio. That's got stuff like Hanes Brands in it and ConocoPhillips. You know, we're not out there doing this crazy stuff. You don't need to get nuts to make good returns. There's plenty of opportunities. And I just, you know, and this goes back to having a risk management strategy. You know, if you want to take like 1 or 2% of your portfolio and dabble in these things just to kind of get the feel of it, that's one thing. But just don't play, you know, just stay well away and get a risk management strategy. So anyway, I went a little over there on a couple of the intros. And so we'll wrap up the market update when we're coming back. We got to take a quick break right now, but stick with us. As always, we'll be right back after the break. So stick with us and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, let's get back into it. Other things we see going on, you know, we've talked before about natural gas. Honestly, right now, guys, the commodity side of things, it continues to be the most interesting to me. For instance, I'm looking at one right now. I don't want to say the name because I don't want to buy it. Everybody getting enamored with these price movements. We have a deeply, deeply undervalued oil services field provider or oil field services provider. So they're not the ones doing the drilling. They're the ones supplying the drillers with, you know, equipment and you know, all that other kind of stuff. And they were up 22% today alone. Okay, so again, not promising returns like that. But this isn't, you know, it went up that much on 230,000 shares of volume. This is not getting gamma squeezed. It's not getting short squeezed. This isn't what the Reddit crowd is attacking. Right? These are legitimate companies that are deeply undervalued. And that's my biggest thing is it's not just the danger that you're exposing yourself to, because those things will get wrecked. Just I guarantee it. Okay. But it's not just the danger you're exposing yourself to and the risk of loss. It's also the opportunity cost. Because I think that there's a lot of stuff out there that is scary. I think there's a lot of stuff out there that is ridiculous. I think there's a lot of stuff out there that's going to get people wrecked. At the same time, all the stuff that we're interested in, that is the stuff that is the cheapest still. And so for me, you know, I'm not going to touch that stuff anyway. But the other aspect of it is what could I miss? Right? And how stupid would I feel when I wake up and those things are down 70-80% in the first half hour of trading, and I'm missing out on these legitimate companies that have outstanding setups going forward, especially in this environment. So, like I said, it's not just the risk of loss that I think you should be worried about; it's also the opportunity cost. And for those of you out there that are saying this market's messed up and you're not getting in and you're going to stay on the sidelines and all, look. I fully understand the sentiment and I don't disagree with you. Okay. But one of the things, and this is why the risk management side of it, guys, is so important. Because when you look at the inflation readings that are coming out, when you look at what our government and the Federal Reserve is doing and the governments around the world are doing, we're all so conditioned to think that disasters happen with falling prices, right? That's the shock. And I just don't think that's the pressure point here. You need to start worrying about protecting your purchasing power. You need to be invested. You just need to be doing it in a risk-managed way. And I could not be more adamant about that. And the other thing that you just got to take my word for is if you are worried about inflation, gold and silver aren't the answer. They might be part of the answer. But just, you have to go look at the way, you know, other commodities work. And you got to go look at, you know, what happens to stock prices in inflationary environments, especially the right ones. It's just any, if you, and this is what I call one asset class investing. If you think you found the answer, you haven't. There isn't one. Because every inflationary cycle is different, just like every deflationary cycle is different, right? Sometimes it's real estate that gets hardest, hit the hardest. Sometimes it's value stocks that get hit the hardest. Sometimes it's tech stocks that get hit the hardest. These things are inconsistent. And I think that's one of the biggest misnomers out there about inflation, is that inflation is like, you know, tonsillitis or something. You get it, and this is how you remedy it. Or this is what it causes. And it doesn't work that way. Because inflation hits different things and different assets at different times in different ways. You know, for instance, you know, who would have thought, and I'm sure there's people out there that said this, by just law of averages, but who would have thought that lumber would want to be one of the first canaries in the coal mine? So it's just not that simple. You still need to be diversified. You just need to do it in such a way that if the worst happens, you know, because that is the other thing to be, we you know, despite the outlook for inflation, despite all inflation indicators, you know, and guys, we're talking about inflation indicators right now at 20, 30 year highs. It's not apocalyptic. I don't mean to freak anybody out. It's not about freaking you out. It's just about, you know, updating you as to what is really going on. Now, and there's a lot of talk about whether this inflationary surge is going to be, you know, transient or whether it's going to, you know, stick around, whether it's going to be persistent, whether it's going to be short-lived. You're going to have bouts of deflationary pressures, but we just know what the central banks, what the government's response is going to be until something changes. And to me, you know, when you start seeing oil up above 100, when you start seeing all these commodities continue their surges, I just think you're going to reach a breaking point where they're going to keep stimulating and they're going to, right? If they see any type of economic weakness, we know what tools they're bringing to bear. Period, right? We've seen the same answer for 15 years. And they're not changing horses midstream. It's too expensive. Caused too much political upheaval. So if this round didn't do it, if this didn't snap the deflationary cycle and push us into an inflationary cycle, then the next round will, but it's coming. And again, like I've told you guys since last October when I was pounding on the table and saying that the energy stocks were an incredible opportunity, you know, a once-in-a-career type opportunity, and I said it's not going to be an easy ride. And I don't suspect it will be. It'll be bumpy along the way. Again, the need for a risk management process, right? A risk management protocol, if you will. You know, to make sure that we're muting out those catastrophic results, just like we did back in March when our stock portfolios were down 10%, 11%, something like that. Market was down 36. We can do it. We do it. Just did it last March and having a phenomenal year this year. Market's up about 11.5%, something like that. Our stock portfolio's up well over 20. Them together, the value portfolio is like I said, somewhere 37, 38, pressing 40, somewhere in there. And that's, you know, and I'm hammering on this all the time, guys, but I can't emphasize it enough. A risk management strategy does not diminish returns. It enhances them. Because the easiest way to outperform the market is not to lose. Period. And then that's when the buying opportunities come in. Right now, guys, I just, you know, I said last week it's a crap market. You could still make that assertion. But I will say that the commodity complex, just since last week even, it looks like you're breaking out. I'm seeing a lot of new highs, especially in uranium. Uranium looks like it's broken out recently again. Coal, yeah, even coal's doing well. Our offshore driller is doing well. I mean, it's just – A lot of the tech stuff, Tesla remains under pressure. I don't think ARK is out of the woods yet. I think that's still something to watch. And you know, I don't want to make any calls, but the other thing too, the NASDAQ is still not out of the woods. Not by any stretch of the imagination. It's still stuck in that trend. It's still stuck in that trading range that we've been talking about for a long time. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on. You know, again, if you still have not made the pivot and readjusted your portfolios, guys, you're loaded up in tech. And it's doing exactly what we thought it would do this year, which is nothing. And I think that's probably going to be the story for things to come. There's also a lot of things I see. Just one of those companies was at Cloudera, recently went private. It really feels like the end of that show, just on so many levels. Including like Tesla, right? You know, the poster boy of this whole move, especially last year. It just looks like it's out of steam. And that brings us back to a risk management strategy that we've been hammering on constantly, right? Get rid of the bonds. Get some protection in your stock portfolios. Do risk manage in a way that we enhance returns, lower fees, and reduce risk. We do it every day. Take the 3 minutes it takes. Invest 3 minutes in the rest of your financial future and just call us, 866-779 for a free risk, or 866-779-RISK for a free risk review. You can talk to one of our advisors. You can talk to me. We can walk you through how we do things, show you how we reduce your fees, drastically reduce your risk, and hopefully increase those upside returns. Certainly increase the upside capability of your portfolio. But most importantly, drastically reduce this risk, because I think everybody listening to this show that's got a decent head attached to their shoulders, I think you're all sitting there going, in some way, somehow, this has got to break, right? And one of the things I was telling our guys in the office is it might not break with lower prices, might break with higher prices, especially in the commodity complex, because there's a lot of supply constraints right now and there's a lot of money. And I expect to see some more fireworks. So anyway, that's it for the market update. We're going to come back, get into a couple other topics before we get into our interview. So stick with us through the break. We're going to be right back. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Have you heard? Beginning next year, all W-2 employees in our state will be taxed for long-term care, but not if you have an existing plan in place. The new government program will make Washington State employees pay for a long-term care plan through a new payroll tax. You won't have a choice, and you won't be able to opt out unless you have an existing plan in place, like my wife and I do, through 525 Advisors. Learn about this new payroll tax and new long-term care plans at a free live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Long-term care is such an important part of retirement planning. A good long-term care plan from 525 Advisors can make sure your care is funded and managed when you need it, protecting your loved ones and everything you've worked so hard for. They also have plans that pay you back if you never need it. I recommend looking into it now because most people can get better coverage for less than what that mandatory tax will be. So attend the free live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right. Now, this isn't directly related to finance, but it that whole Fauci leak of those emails, my biggest question with all of that is I don't understand the way that people split right down the middle when it comes to situations like that, and how such a wide swath of society can assign biblical-like credibility to this guy when there is such little lack of evidence. Few things known. There's so little known about the virus. And what was known at the time did not point the direction that they were saying. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist because they don't pay well. That's the joke that we have around here. But one of the and perhaps that all of this overhyped. And guys, listen, I know there's a lot of listeners out there on both sides of this. Okay, and I talked to you, some of your clients, and again, I don't want to wade into the political aspects of it, but I think that there's a lesson to be learned here as it relates to investing, and that is that why do we blindly believe anybody we don't know? You know what happened to looking at the data, right? I think back to. And you guys know, I mean, we were one of the first places where we were saying, look, this is going to be more serious than people are thinking it's going to be. Didn't project it being a global pandemic. But for those of you listening to the show, you know what I was saying back in January and February, just saying, look, this is something you got to pay attention to. China doesn't just shut down 2/3 of its economy if there's no serious threat. Right? This ain't exactly, this isn't exactly a regime with a sterling human rights record, right? To try to convince me that all of a sudden Xi Jinping is, that worried, right? Where he's going to risk economic instability when that's probably the only thing keeping him in power, that he's going to risk that. That just told us that this was pretty serious. Then as the data started coming in, and I think we were the first ones on here saying that, listen, this isn't the Black Plague. But the real danger posed by this thing is how contagious it is, and it could overrun the hospitals. Well, it turns out that that's exactly what the case was. And it turned out being about what we said it was. Now, am I brilliant? No, I don't know anything about this stuff. We just looked at the data, listened to credible people, listened to several of them, kind of compared and contrast, read the information we had, and came to conclusions that if you were just blindly looking at the data, that would just seem like they were there. And the further we've gone on through this, it's turned out that those original reads that we had, that other people had based on the data at hand, was accurate. And that the quote unquote hero that's leading us through the thing, Fauci, that everybody was just living and dying on every word he said, he was full of it. And he's contradicting himself in the emails. And, maybe I'm naive, which is possible. But my biggest question is why. And I know there's people out there, well, it's the Great Reset. Okay, again, you could be right. I just don't have any way of proving that. I can't even really define for you what the Great Reset is. Now, they've talked about it. Are they committed to it? Yes, but nobody's really defined what that is. Do we have ideas? Yes, but I'm not prepared to risk my clients' capital on those ideas. And that's why I think it's so helpful, guys. I mean, to keep these things, politics and finance, in separate arenas, because they can cloud our vision deeply. And what it should teach us about investing It's just be careful who you listen to. Make them prove their credibility first, because you never know what the true motivations are behind the scenes. And it's just like the market today, you know? You can find a quote-unquote expert out there that will say anything you want him to say. If you dig far enough, you can find somebody that will tell you that AMC is the surest bet in the history of the stock market. Okay, you can find anybody that'll tell you anything. And I think we as citizens, we've got to start being more discerning to who we listen to. And, you know, I really hope that we've become a voice of reason like that, because the one thing I've made a promise to all of our listeners about, and I've made it over and over, is I'm going to give you opinions, and I can guarantee you that those opinions are going to be wrong at times. Guarantee it. I'm also going to make a commitment to tell you when they're wrong and tell you when we made a mistake and own it. And I just don't know where that's gone. I don't, call me old fashioned. I don't know. It's just, it's really disheartening to me. It's like the death of facts, right? So anyway, that's my aside. Looking at other parts of the market, you know, if you've kept your ears out, and again, this isn't me bragging at all, I'm trying to drive home a point. And again, if you listen to the show long enough, hopefully you've realized that we're trying to help people, man. We really are. But you've heard me ripping on bonds for the last 6 years. That's become somewhat of a meme now. That's become widely accepted. I got shelled for that opinion for a lot of the last decade. Never, once again, never had any good evidence contradict what I was saying. It's just bizarre. You've got to turn this corner to where all of a sudden some experts come along and everybody's like, oh yeah, bonds are horrible. And I'm like, nothing in the bond market has essentially changed in the last 10 years. Why are they horrible now? I don't understand what these people were looking for. And I think the lesson that you as investors need to learn is that these people, I mean, this was the slowest moving train in history. And it's going to get worse. I mean, the bloodletting has not even begun out of the bond sector. And yet so many people that I'm sitting here talking to today, I know that you got 30, 40, 50% of your money in bonds. And I know we've got frequent listeners who are like, oh no, he's going off on bonds again. Look, I get it. But this is such an important factor, because this is supposed to be the safety net of the portfolio, and it's anything but that. It's like with safety, you know, it's like with friends like that, who needs enemies, right? And I get the whole wait and see approach with stocks. Own them and never sell them, all that kind of stuff. Guys, bonds don't work that way. Interest rates go up, bonds lose money, period. And when you consider that and the fact that we've got the lowest interest rates in human history right now, with bond yields at record lows, I mean, what's your upside in bonds? You keep making half the inflation rate? Congratulations. Winner, winner, right? Market goes down like it did last March, you lose 22%. Well, it came back. Yeah, so you will resume making half the inflation rate. Congratulations. And what's crazy to me is that a lot of you are paying management fees to do it. Our bond replacement strategy that's up 12% over the last 12 months, it's insured against loss with no fee. Oh, yeah, it's an insurance product. I don't care what kind of product it is, guys. If you're going to average 5 to 6% a year, without paying a fee, with zero risk, show me a bond. Show me. I can't tell you how many of these conversations I've had at financial seminars or with people on interviews or whatever, where we get into this back and forth and I go, look, here are the returns of this product that you keep telling everybody that's so bad. Let's compare it to your bond portfolio and at least double the return. At least. With zero risk. Those things weren't down a dime last March. There's just a better way to do it, guys. And I know I say that over and over and over, but it just, every new client we bring in has a substantial bond portfolio. It's like accepting a loss before the game even starts. And that to me, and that's, I think that's one of the reasons that people have been so slow to convert, right? Because people think of risk as one-sided. Right? Risk is a euphemism or a synonym for loss, right? And that's not true. There's also upside risk, right? Think of a bell-shaped curve. In the industry, we talk about right tails and left tails, meaning left tail is like what happened last March, right? A really bad event that doesn't happen very often, so it's highly unlikely on a bell-shaped curve, right? Well, big upside events, you know, like what happened to AMC today, that would be called a right tail event. And sometimes you look at an investment where you're like, look, I don't think that people are necessarily going to lose a ton. Now, bonds are different because I can't guarantee, you know, nobody can't guarantee anything in this business, but bonds are a little bit different because I'm not saying I think people are going to suffer catastrophic losses from bonds. If they hold them through an inflationary cycle, it's not going to be pretty. Okay. You could see easily 40, 50, 60% losses on your bond portfolio. Just take my word for it. And if you don't believe me, go back and research what happened to bonds during the 70s. But the other side of it is I don't even need that scenario to play out. The other side that makes it such a bad investment is there's no way to win. If it does what it's currently doing, you're not even maintaining your purchasing power on your assets. You're just losing slower, right? If you're making 1.5% to 2% a year on your bonds and inflation is running at 3.5% to 5%, you're losing substantial money every year. For what? What is the upside? You think interest rates are going to negative 20 and your bonds are going to make another 40%? Don't hold your breath. I just don't want to see it happen to people. It's different. It's different. But bonds kind of remind me of the housing market back in 05, 06. Just, you were sitting there going, I don't know how this ends, but I know it has to, because if houses keep appreciating at this rate, no one will be able to afford a house. Right? So like it has this natural run. I feel the same way about bonds, where you're sitting there going, this is like a slow moving train. You know, like I said, it's the slowest moving train of all time. And yet people are just still crowded on the tracks. They feel the rails rumbling, you know, they can hear the sound coming down. They see some smoke on the horizon as that thing rounds the corner. They're just enjoying the view. And the advisors are too. You call the advisor, we got to just ride it out. And if you've been listening to this show for long enough and you've called your advisor and he's just telling you to, guys, get a new advisor, for God's sakes, or just go to Vanguard, get the exact same bloody portfolio and just get rid of the management fee. Okay, at least that will recoup some of what you're not making in your bonds. But for God's sake, do something. Okay, this is not one of those scenarios that's going to fix itself. This is not one of those scenarios where if you do what your advisor says, he's going to ruin you. Okay, this is not one of those scenarios to sit there and ride it out. And more importantly, you shouldn't be paying him to ride it out. Of course he's telling you to ride it out. That means he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to bring any new ideas. He doesn't need to do any research. He's just going to sit back and plug your stuff into the bank portfolios and collect his check. And you can see him out on his yacht on the weekends. And I'm not saying these are bad people. I'm just saying they've got a broken business model that is not geared around what's best for investors at all. They've got you investments that can't win. And they're charging you for it. And I get it. I'm just a voice on the radio. But what if I'm not just a blowhard? Now, I'd like to think that we've established a pretty good, you know, track record and proved that we're not. Not perfect. Nobody is. I've had misses. I've talked about them on the show. Everybody does. They tell you they don't, run. But it's... Again, coming at it from a professional, there's part of me that's still surprised that there haven't been regulatory measures. I don't understand how you can charge somebody between 30 to 50% of the net return of an asset class. You're charging them 30 to 50% of that return by way of a fee. I mean, I don't understand how there hasn't been some talk about it by regulators. I don't understand why people sit there and endure it. And unfortunately, I think it's because people are good people. I think there's misplaced trust. I think that they think a lot of these advisors are smart, know what they're doing, and have their best interests at heart. I think the majority of them do, quote unquote, have your best interests at heart. I just don't think they know what they're doing. let me take that back. I know they don't know what they're doing. They know how to allocate things into asset classes and tell you that you're going to get the normal rate of historic return. Okay, well, what I can tell you is that the period of time we're going into right now, I think anything is possible outside of the normal rate of historic return, because nothing about this environment is anywhere close to historically normal. So what do you need in an environment like that? What do you need? Where inflation looks like it is making a raging comeback, what you need is a portfolio that's got a net underneath it that will limit or suppress losses and keep you upright even in the worst environments, but also one at the same time that can benefit from runaway prices and inflation. That's the only way to get you done. You need exposure to commodities. You probably need a lot of the stocks that the average advisor is telling you to stay away from right now. And guys, for the vast majority, this isn't your first rodeo. Is it surprising to you that the average advisor out there is telling you to stay away from the very things that have got our portfolios up so much this year? And telling you to stay in the things that have made nothing? It shouldn't. I mean, that's kind of the track record of these cats. And it's not because they're bad people. Like I said, it's just because they're advisors. They're not money managers. They're not studying. They're not researching. They're not actively managing portfolios. They've never managed a portfolio. And that's not a slam on them. That's not their job. That's not what the bank wants them to do. That's not what they're financially incentivized to do. So before you sit there and take these pathetic returns and the inevitable drawdowns and the chronic underperformance, invest three. It's just the rest of your financial life, right? It's not that important. But call us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And guys, maybe it's not me. Maybe my voice is annoying. Maybe you find me abrasive. That's fine. But go talk to somebody else. There aren't many, but there are other firms out there that actually manage portfolios and will help you mitigate your risk and will offer you other things other than just the standard 60-40 stock bond portfolio that then charge you an arm and a leg for it. But do something, right? It's like in terms of battle when you're pinned down, right? What do they tell you? You just got to move. You just got to move. You can't sit there. We got to move. Move where? I don't know. Just move. We're sitting ducks right here. And so many of these investors that become clients, right? I'm going through their portfolio, looking at this portfolio going, you're a sitting duck. You're just waiting for the train to come clean you out. Don't be a sitting duck. Call us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Request our Common Sense Investing booklet. We don't twist arms. We're not going to try to hammer you into a portfolio. It's not the way we do it, guys. I think our performance really speaks for itself. I think the process speaks for itself. We compare and contrast what we do with what you've got. We show you the difference in performance and pricing. We hand it to you. You keep all the stuff. You keep our sample documents. I know people take these portfolios and shop them around other firms. People are like, well, you shouldn't give them. No, I don't care. That's not what I'm in this for. You know, if you want to go somewhere else, go somewhere else. We really believe in our process. I highly doubt most places are going to match our performance. So I'm not really worried about that aspect of it. My whole point is that we don't have anything to hide. If you want to see behind the curtain, I'll pull it back for you. And then we tell you what it's going to cost you and send you on your way. And I literally said that to a guy today. He goes, well, where do we go from here? And I go, you figure out if you want to move forward and give us a call. Right? Not much of a sales pitch. And just, we're looking for partners, right? I mean, that's what our clients are. So anyway, we got to run. We're going to get right into the interview with Kevin Muir here. You don't want to miss it. Obviously, we can only run a small portion of that interview due to time constraints. So as always, guys, and it's not even to listen to me. I probably talk 1/10 of the time in this interview. We got some big gets in the world of finance, and Kevin Muir is one of those guys. He's a really bright guy, that's been on trading desks and derivatives desks and, you know, been the manager of hedge funds. With a great track record and a very humble, very smart guy too. And it's a phenomenal interview. I really hope you guys enjoy it. But like I said, to hear the rest of it, just subscribe to the podcast. Just Google Know Your Risk Radio Podcast. It comes up on virtually every podcast site. And you just click on it, and you can listen to this interview as well as any other interview we've ever done. And you can also go back in time and find out whether I made the calls I was telling you about and whether we actually know what we're talking about. So anyway, we got to run. Have a great weekend. Wish me luck in my tournament. Hopefully we don't miss too many fireworks tomorrow and Friday, but if we do, we'll be back discussing them next week with another great interview lined up. You guys have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you soon. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. And now it's time for my favorite time of the show, my favorite segment, where I get to interview smart guys that I think are have a lot of value to add. And this is today is no exception. It's one of our favorites, joined again by Kevin Muir, otherwise known as the Macro Tourist. Kevin, how the heck are you?
Great, man. It's great to be with you today, Zach.
Yeah.
How are things with you guys?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. No complaints. Got to tell you, man, I've been enjoying this, the commodity action and the action in value specifically.
Yeah, and, we long-suffering value bears have finally got a little bit of a day in the sun, right?
Good golly. I was joking around. I felt like I kind of felt like I knew what it was like to be a tech investor for the last 10 years. You know? After missing that party.
That's right. You actually had stocks that had green on the screen instead of red.
Yeah, I know. I thought something was wrong with my monitor. You know, just going, what is all this stuff? I have green arrows. I don't know what that is. But I read your recent I always read your stuff, but your recent letter really hit on I thought on some great points and some stuff that I wanted to pick your brain about it. But before I get into that, we are recording on a Wednesday. I got to head out of town, and Kevin was busy, so we made it happen on a Wednesday today. And this is the day where, let me just check, Kevin, before I make this assertion here. This is the day where the movie theater company, AMC, is up 101.25%. What do you make, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, because the overall media, right, is you know, falling all over themselves over this story, and I understand why. This is a market that continues to be unlike any I've ever navigated. I haven't been doing this as long as you have. What do you make of the market in general right now? Just kind of more your global thoughts, what you're seeing, what you make of this action, things like AMC. How are you interpreting it all?
Okay, so AMC is absolutely insane. It's up there with the GameStop. I'm pulling it up. You know, you can implied volatility is kind of the market's estimate of how much volatility you're going to see in the stock. Usually these things, you know, might be 50, 60, 100 used to be a big deal. I'm looking at like 1 week call options, and they're trading at 800, 900 volatility. I've never seen this.
God.
Like, I've just never seen this. And to get a sense of what that means, even here, let's just take the June options, which have 16 days, okay? Stocks at $64 as we're taping this. The straddle, meaning if you sold both the call and the put, The stock's at $64, and if you sold a $64 call and a $64 put, it's $60 bid.
Get out of here. 60.
Yeah.
Holy like
so it's insane. So when you're looking at these things, you have to realize that this is a squeeze. There's things going on. I'm not sure how much of it's retail, how much of it's hedge funds playing games, but this is long, you know, past the kind of the era of responsible investing, and this is just pure speculation. And that's all there is to it. You should probably just, if you're a real investor, you should just steer clear of this thing.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I wanted, because everybody gets stuck on these memes, and, you know, if they're isolated to one or two different stocks, or, you know, to me, that's not a big deal. Obviously, it still grabs the headlines, but it doesn't impact things too much. And I know you look at this stuff. I have not paid attention to it just as far as I'm noticing it as it relates to our investments and our portfolio. But one of the things I find really interesting, and this has been going on for quite some time, so it's not new, but I continue to be impressed by the lack of volatility on the overall indexes and what appears to me to be massive single stock volatility. Are there metrics to that? Are you seeing that same thing?
Well, for sure you can see that. You can talk about that. That's the dispersion and what's one trading at. And I actually had a buddy, a good, you know, professional trader, email me this morning and say, I got to buy some VIX because he was looking at this AMC and some of these other names and assuming that there was pain out there.
Unfortunately, due to time constraints, we got to cut things off right there. But as always, if you want to hear the rest of this interview, which I would strongly suggest, feel free to go to our podcast. You can Google it, Know Your Risk Radio Podcast. We're on several different podcast sites, easy to get. And you can download all of our interviews. We've had several experts, a great roster of interviews. Give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and 866-779-RISK. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH and 97.3 Cairo FM.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.